But you're baptized in Methodist Church, young man.
Well, I can take it either way I want to in that church. It's, that church is right.
You mean they would stick you all the way under?
Yes, sir. They would sprinkle you, pour water on your head, and baptize you with the very same talk that they do. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And pour water on your head. Just as good as he did marry you. Are you a Methodist or Baptist?
Methodist.
Are you? Well, me and you brothers in the church then.
Right. Right.
Well, no wonder we're getting along so well.
I'm just getting ready to go next week to Oklahoma. I teach Sunday school over in Florence, and I teach the teenagers.
And oh, yeah.
They've been wanting to help out some of the Indians out there that don't have any money, that living out in Oklahoma, so we're going out next week and paint the church for this little Indian church out in Oklahoma. Out there, and we're going to paint the church. Won't take us any time with that many kids.
No, maybe I'll get to see you if you're where you go.
Are you going out that way?
No, I see you on radio.
Oh, right.
I see the whole world.
You might. That's right. That makes a...
I wonder a man can look up here and see you walking on the moon.
On the moon. That's just hard to believe sometimes. Yet they're up there doing it. Well, they were. They're on their way back now.
I guess.
I don't know where they're starting back here.
Listen, today I've been busy.
But they're up there, and they walk, and they're going to show another walk on the moon today before they bailed up for to come home Saturday. They splashed down Saturday evening.
Well, that's been some trip.
Ain't it?
Sure has.
It's just wonderful.
It really is. Really surprising that they can put somebody up there like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I believe in that.
I just hope they're
I don't reckon everybody will kind of think as far ahead as I do, but they might do it. I've told them around here that if it happened a lot of times, we'd be talking about going to the moon. I said, some of these days, I don't know when, but I said, with radio or television, I'll open up there in heaven and you'll see in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It could be possible, couldn't it?
Sure could.
Yeah. The way things is going. When they get up in Mars now, you know God's up there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met Mikey over at Florence School?
Don't believe I have.
You don't
tell you who I have met, Janice just,
yeah.
I don't know her daddy's name, but he lives around here somewhere, yeah.
He lives right over here on the road over there. Now the outdoor's taking off his plate pretty now.
Well, I wondered what that was he had.
It's an old rubber band cut off an old tube.
Well, he sure is having the time with it.
Well, that's his plate pretty. Yeah, he's smart as a lassie.
Mike is on his fourth year.
He's over there now. That's my grandson.
What's his name, Mike what? Don't believe I know him. I haven't been there too long. I was teaching down in Tuscaloosa most of the time, and it just came up here a year or so ago, so
yeah.
I hadn't had a chance to meet too many of them. If you go to church on Sunday and you listen to the preacher preach, you say, well, he sure preached a fine
sermon.
Okay. And the choir sure did make beautiful
singing.
Okay. And the organ made beautiful.
Beautiful organ. Well, the organ's always beautiful in singing.
Okay. Would you just, and both the singing and the organ together, you would call that what? Just music?
Well, it's so much worse as that.
Okay. Well, would you ever call it music?
Oh, yeah. It's be music in the church.
Okay.
Takes a...
And if it was just really fine, you'd say, well, that sure was...
Joyful music.
Okay.
A program. I don't know.
Did you ever use the term beautiful?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever hear the term ballad or song ballad or anything like that?
Yeah, a ballad. A ballad's a song that's written, you know, and it's sang off of the ballad.